Hi, I am Jacqueline Steele, and welcome to Self-Discovery. Howard Thurman so beautifully wrote, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Coming alive. That, my friends, is what self-discovery is all about.
Wear that mask for.
All right, everyone. Hello and welcome to today's episode. This is episode, 109. I am sitting at my desk in my office, but the thing that's different today is I have my son laying on my chest, stomach. He has been a little bit fussy today. And so if you hear some baby googles and goggles and oodles and oddles, that is my 5.5-week-old son, Roman. If you are new here, this is the Self-Discovery Podcast with Jacqueline Steele. It is soon to be the Self-Worth Podcast with Jacqueline Steele. But like I just mentioned, I just had a baby and he was 2.5 weeks early. And so my plans to switch everything over and get the website updated and the artwork updated, I just didn't end up having quite enough time. So here we are. We do what we can with the time we have and we just make it work. And I have to say, this has been one of the happiest, most joy-filled periods of my life. I had no idea how much I would love becoming a mother. You know, I was not, so short tangent, I was not someone who grew up going, "I want to be a mom, I want to be a mom, I want to be a mom." And when I got pregnant, I was so nervous about being a mom. I've always loved children, but I didn't know if I would love the responsibility of being a mom and all the changes that would come with it. And I have to say, it is it's just such an incredible experience. So if you're on the fence, like I was, I highly recommend. Highly, highly, highly. Oh, all right. I want to get into today's episode. You guys know the drill. If you haven't left a review for this podcast, please do. They mean the world to me. I read everyone and they help this podcast become searchable. So more people can listen to it and benefit from it. Second thing, please sign up for my email list. I'm taking a short hiatus from sending emails because again, baby, but I share a lot of inspirational stuff, cool resources that have really transformed my life, and then products that I give you exclusive discounts for. So sign up for that. It's in the show notes. And then also, if you haven't joined my Sacred Rebel Affirmations text community, please feel free to do that as well. I send out just periodic texts. Ooh, I need to do some vocal warm-ups. I'm tripping over my words. But those texts are meant to uplift you. And I believe that they are downloaded and then sent in divine timing. So if you need little pick-me-ups throughout your week, please sign up for that. Number is also in the show notes. Deep breath. March. How is it already March? But it is. And the theme for March is self-image. I have talked already this year about how important self-worth is to me. I feel like it's the foundation for a fulfilled, self-actualized life. And a huge part of self-worth is self-image. I spoke more in depth in episode 107 about why self-image is so important and how it really has the power to determine our trajectory in life. And today, I want to chat on rewriting the limiting beliefs we place on ourselves. These limiting beliefs may be subconscious, they may be conscious, but one thing is for sure, they are insidious until we extract them. When I think about that, I think of that scene in The Matrix where they take the tracking bug out of Neo's belly button, which is so gross, I know. But these limiting beliefs are so damaging to our psyches and our souls if we do not address them. They can bury us. I mean, bury us in shame, guilt, fear, judgment, etc., all the low vibe emotions, and paralyze us from moving forward. So I want to talk to you about rewriting them. And this does not have to be a complicated process. I think the first step in rewriting limiting beliefs is to bring awareness to what we actually believe about ourselves. This may be easy for you, or maybe it's a little bit tricky. I think a really excellent exercise to start with is to start writing down the tape that plays in your head. Maybe it's that you aren't good enough, thin enough, smart enough, brave enough, confident enough, pretty enough, talented enough, or that you don't have enough money, and that no one you know has done this, so how on earth is it going to work for you, etc. You can go through this in every area of your life. And what I mean by that is picking out the narrative that you are placing on yourself at this moment. Finances. What do you believe about yourself with finances? Work. What do you believe about yourself with work? With relationships. What do you believe about yourself with relationships? With your relationship with yourself. What do you believe about yourself? I highly, highly encourage you to write out what you have consciously or subconsciously been telling yourself. And if you haven't been telling yourself anything clearly, sit with the feeling you are feeling. Like when you think about how you look, is there fear, shame, pride, joy? What do you feel when you think about how you look? Or with money, when you think about your relationship with money, how does it feel? Is it positive, fearful, lacking, abundant? You get the idea. Figuring out how you feel will guide you to the belief you have in that area. Does that make sense? I hope so. The next thing I want to talk to you about is how once you bring awareness to your limiting belief and you recognize what it is, then you have the ability to rewrite it into something a lot more positive and potent. All of Jen Sincero's books, she is the author of the Badass books, are fantastic. And I mean fantastic references for rewriting limiting beliefs. I'll drop those links in the show notes. I love all of them. And also the book, It's All in Your Head by Russ, is amazing. I'll also drop that in the show notes. This episode of Self-Discovery is supported by Parker Clay. Parker Clay creates premium leather bags and goods that provide stable and dignified work for at-risk women in Ethiopia. Every item on their site shows how many hours of empowerment your purchase will create. I freaking love this company, as is evidenced by all the items I have from them, which I'm going to share right now. I own the Mercado Signature Tote, the Miramar Backpack, the Eden Carryall, the Square Zip Wallet, Cord Tacos for Organizing, the Topa Mini Bucket Bag, the Abbey Drawstring Backpack, the Rincon Tote, the Podaro, and my friends, the list goes on. I've also purchased many gifts from their site for my friends and family. My husband wears the Azosh bandana and mask combo, which has been great during this pandemic, and he loves it because it's stylish and also provides protection. Every single thing I have from them, I'm impressed by. You know the quality as soon as you touch the leather. It's so buttery soft and thick and gorgeous. I wear my Parker Clay pieces with pride, knowing they are stylish and providing dignified employment for some incredible and deserving people in Ethiopia. And as a side note, these items just get better with time because of the way that they are made. Visit parkerclay.com to purchase your next favorite bag. I'm telling you, you'll be hooked. And use code PC-JacquelineS20 for 20% off your order. Again, that's PC-JacquelineS20. JacquelineS20 for 20% off your order. You can find the link and the details in the show notes below. This episode of Self Discovery is supported by Living Libations. I was turned on to this company after my Hashimoto's diagnosis. I've always, always loved clean beauty products, but Living Libations is clean on another level. I'll explain a little bit about why. Their primary ingredients are plant oils, and plant oils are botanical miracles. When oils are skillfully combined, the mosaic effect of thousands of plant compounds burst forth with an intelligence and a life force that defines every single Living Libations creation. This not only makes their products extremely effective, and I can attest to that because the first night I started using them, I noticed a difference the next morning. One freaking night. But it also makes these products smell amazing, like heaven. In addition, Living Libations products are cruelty-free. They're fair trade, and almost all the products are raw, gluten-free, and vegan. I cannot say enough about this incredible company. I have so many of their products. I have their Best Skin Ever Cleansing Oil and Sea Buckthorn. I have their Rose Renewal Serum. Oh, it's heaven. I have their Soothsayer Serum. If you feel like your skin is aging, this is a perfect serum for you, the Soothsayer Serum. I have their Happy Gumdrops for healthy teeth. I have their shampoo and conditioner. I have their frankincense toothpaste. I have their deodorant. I have their love butter. I could go on and on and on about all of the products that I have from them. And I am mindfully switching out all of my old products in exchange for Living Libations products because of the efficacy of their products, the mission behind them, and the way that the company is run, their commitment to diversity and environmental protection. Anyway, all that to say, this is a company that I absolutely believe in and want to continue to support. If you are feeling at all overwhelmed by all of their high quality offerings, like I was in the beginning, I recommend starting with the Best Skin Ever in Sea Buckthorn. It smells amazing and you can cleanse and moisturize with it. Visit livinglibations.com and use code Jacqueline12 for 12% off your purchase. Livinglibations.com and Jacqueline12 for 12% off your purchase. Links are in the show notes. And now, back to the episode. I want to give you an example of rewriting a limiting belief. I brought awareness to a super limiting belief that I had around money, and I've talked about this before, but the belief was this: if I'm wealthy, people I love will withhold relationship from me. This belief, until I brought it to my conscious mind, was insidious. Because in my subconscious mind, money meant loneliness and isolation from relationships that meant the world to me. So I had to undo and extract this belief and rewrite it into something a lot more positive and potent. My belief now is that my having wealth will allow more depth of relationship with the people I love because I'll be able to be more present, more generous, and more expansive. Don't be afraid to display these new beliefs where you can see them regularly. Record them in your phone and listen to them on repeat. Do whatever it is that will help you reprogram. I feel like keeping it simple is the best way, but however that looks, keep it going. Really, this process of rewriting your limiting beliefs does not have to be complex. I think the hardest part for me has been recognizing what my limiting beliefs are and then articulating that belief into a specific sentence. And the more specific you can get with it, the better. I highly encourage you to write down the conscious and subconscious thoughts that you are holding, that are holding you back, and then physically cross them out and write something more empowering in their place. You, my friend, you, my beautiful listener, are the author of your story. You are the star in your feature film. You are the Michael freaking Jordan of your life. You get to control how the script is written, and you can always, 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 as my friend Laura Kramer says, hit him with a plot twist. An important thing to note when you are recognizing, consciously identifying your limiting beliefs and then writing new ones, is that you can call in support. And it doesn't even have to be a in-person support. You can call in role models. Don't be afraid to look at examples of people who embody the empowering beliefs you are wanting to adopt. So for instance, do you want to be a life coach? Look to the master, Tony Robbins. What do you think his beliefs are about himself? What do you think his self-image is like? Do you want to be a successful female entrepreneur? Look to Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx. What do you think her beliefs are about herself? What do you think her self-image is like? Do you want to be a creative? Pick your favorite creative and ask the same questions. What do you think they believe about themselves? What's the story they're telling themselves? What do you think their self-image is like? This is a really powerful tool. Not because we want to be the person we are examining, but because they are a shining example that our new beliefs are absolutely possible. It's also really effective looking at the people in your circle and your community. What are their success stories? Who are the people you really admire? That's Roman. Chances are, if they can do it, so can you. Sometimes the biggest inspirations are right under your nose. And a side note, if you want to be inspired and wrap your brain around what humans can really achieve and how to achieve it, get Masterclass. I've talked about it many times on this podcast. I'm not an affiliate. I'm a genuine fan. But seriously, some of the greatest minds in the world are sharing their tips for success in a video format for like $200 a year. I've taken many of the classes and they've all been amazing. The last thing that I want to address when you are in the act of rewriting your limiting beliefs is grace. Rewriting your limiting beliefs is not an easy task. And then acting out and embedding your new beliefs into your psyche is also not easy. Give yourself grace. You may stumble. You may have moments where you slip back into old thinking. This is okay. It's part of being human. So give yourself grace. Oodles of it. I'm going to talk about the power of self-forgiveness in next week's episode. But seriously, if you fall back, let it go. Dust yourself off and try again. Even the tiniest of baby steps lead to giant leaps. As I wrap up this episode, I'm thinking about the new Kanye West docuseries on Netflix called Genius. My husband and I watched it, and what really struck me was how much adversity Kanye overcame. At the beginning of his career, he made a name for himself as a producer and a beatmaker. And he worked so hard and eventually made some beats for Jay-Z. He thought that would be his big break and usher in an opportunity for him to rap and get a deal as a rapper. But all the decision makers at the labels in New York had already labeled him as a producer and a beat maker, not a rapper. But if you watch the docuseries, you know, he didn't give up. For years, not weeks, not months, years, he worked to prove himself, to make his own opportunities. He believed in his ability. He kept reaching for his dream. Even after getting a recording deal, he wasn't given the support and financing to record an album and make a video. So he figured it out and did it himself. He financed his first video and borrowed studio time from other artists he knew. Even after an almost fatal car accident and having his jaw wired shut for months, he didn't give up. He turned that lemon into lemonade and made a hit song called Through the Wire because of it. I'm bringing this up because we're all human, made of the same basic elements. And those elements include a big, big portion of a thing called resilience. We can continue to keep rewriting limiting beliefs until the day we die. We can continue to overcome adversity. Adversity makes us stronger and it fortifies our resolve. And just like Kanye, no matter what your opinion on him is, we can choose every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year to believe in ourselves, to really, truly believe in ourselves and believe in our dreams and our desires. So don't give up. Practice believing in yourself until it's cemented into your foundation, until that's your fallback. You are the driver in the car. You are the leading actor in your film. You are the author of your story. You are the only you there is. And only you can do what you do the way that you do it. And that, my friend, matters. It really, really matters. Your self-image can be changed and shaped for the empowerment of your life. And I believe that starts with rewriting your limiting beliefs and transforming them into empowering and life-affirming mantras. You are worth this effort, my friend. You are worth this effort.